wonderful that I can share with you some take time to, why don't you go get a cup of coffee and sit down and let me visit with you about our precious Jesus and right from the Word of God. Today's a day when I want to talk about time. Time is a popular topic, isn't it, during the month of January. Everybody's thinking about the new year and everything that's to be done. And can you believe it? Nearly half of the month is already gone. Time does fly. Well, Ephesians 5:15 through 17 says this: "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And that word redeeming means to buy it up. Use it to the fullest. It's like going after it. It's like on Black Sales Day, when you go to the store and you see a table full of goodies that you would just like to get hold of, but there are a lot of people there and you can't seem to get up there. Well, it just says to buy up the time. Go get it and grab it before someone else does. That doesn't sound very nice, does it? But it does explain the word redeeming. It means going and getting it and using it to the fullest. And that's what we're supposed to do this new year. Redeeming the time for the Lord. So let me ask you, how do you spend your time? And of course, today I want to use Jesus as our example. So, you know what I did? I started thinking, how did Jesus use his time? Well, when you think about it, you know that he only had 3 years on earth to be able to tell who he was and what he was supposed to do here to redeem us from our sins. And you know that he used his time very, very valuable. What would we have done without those 3 years that he spent here on earth on our behalf? So, you know what I did? I started thinking, how did Jesus spend his time? What can we learn from his very life? Did he have a balanced life like we need to have in our schedules? Do we know enough of his schedule to assume that he did? Well, I think so, don't you? And so today I want to give you 12 things that I thought of the ways that Jesus spent his valuable time here on earth. And so let me just remind you of the fact that a person reaches the age of 70. And if they do, if you live up to the year of 70 years in your life, you will have lived 840 months. You would have lived 25,550 days. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But when it goes so fast, it isn't. And then you would have lived over 36 million minutes. Think about it. All of those timetables that I've given you. So when you count the seconds, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and so forth, each second is really a gift from the Lord. So we're accountable for it, aren't we? And it is time to make use of every second because it passes by so very quickly. I like the Psalm 90, where it's a prayer of Moses. Moses was in the wilderness, and they had been there for so long. Many people had died because they had to be stranded there. until the older people passed away or died, and the younger people were to pursue the rest of the journey. And Moses apparently is thinking about all of the hours and days that they had spent in the wilderness. And he says in verse 4 of Psalm 90, "For 1,000 years in thy sight," speaking of the Lord, "are but as yesterday when it's past, and as a watch in the night." And then he goes on to say, "The days of our years," and that's why I chose the 70. And here's where I got the information. "The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80, in other words, if by chance you live to the age of 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." And then he sort of puts the icing on the cake, one of the verses I learned early in my spiritual life. And that is, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Isn't that good? And from Moses, and I'm sure he was getting old himself, and he was thinking about that, and what was going to happen to all of these people that he was responsible for. And so we can proceed now with number one of what I thought of how Jesus spent his time on earth. Well, one thing that impressed me as I searched the scripture was Jesus spent time with the Father. That's right. He was listening to him and talking with him. And in light of that, Mark 1:35 says that every morning Jesus spent time in prayer. Let me read it to you. "And in the morning, rising up a great while before the day, Jesus went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed." And what an example for you and for me to do likewise, to spend our time listening and talking with Jesus. I like that little slogan that says, "God can't answer a prayer that has not been prayed." Because it goes with that verse, "You have not because you ask not." Then the second thing that I thought of was, we know that Jesus spent time with family and with friends. Remember the story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, his close friends? Well, if you could turn to Luke 10, you'd find out that beautiful story. It tells us about one of his visits with his friends. No doubt they had invited him to come over for dinner or supper, whichever one you call it. And you remember that Mary sat at his feet to learn of him, and Martha was in the kitchen preparing the meal, and she was all alone. And Martha asked Jesus to chide Mary for neglecting her duty. But Jesus told Martha that Mary chose the good part. In other words, Mary chose to spend time, that big word, with Jesus and learn of him, which is and was far more important. What a lesson for we as women to learn, right? Isn't it easy to be caught up in cooking and cleaning and all of the things that you think are important and must be done? And you can think of all kinds of chores that you need to be doing, and you forget the good part, and that is of spending time in God's word and learning of him. That's what Martha chose. So Jesus spent time with family and friends. Aren't you glad that we can spend time with him and he with us? And then the third thing I thought of, we know that Jesus spent time preaching and teaching and feeding the people. There are lots of stories about that type of things and incidents in Jesus' life. So who doesn't remember Jesus feeding the 5,000? That particular story is found in all four Gospels, so it's very important for us to know about. And I really like John, the book report of John. It's written in the 6th chapter of John, verses 1 through 14. And that's my favorite. You know why? Because it includes the fact that a little lad, the Bible, King James calls him a lad, but a little boy, supplied the basis of 5 loaves and 2 fishes for that lunch. Can you imagine how that little boy felt when he handed over his lunch to the disciples and then to Jesus? Can you see how Jesus stretched it to feed that great big crowd of people? It was a huge miracle, wasn't it? Right before that little boy's eyes and all of those people. And like little children, I'm sure that that little boy ran home and told his mother how Jesus had used his lunch to feed 5,000 men plus women and children. Yes, this was well spent of Jesus's time, how he blessed all of those people. Well, the fourth thing that I thought about was the fact that Jesus spent time traveling from one city to the other. And as far as we know, Jesus traveled mostly on foot. Excuse me. There were no buses, no trains, no cars, no motorcycles or whatever to ride. And we know that he traveled through Jerusalem. We remember that story, on a donkey. And we know that he could have traveled on a horse, because there were many horses in those days. Or he could have ridden in a chariot. But nothing to that liking is mentioned in the four Gospels that I could find anyway. And according to today's health experts, the way Jesus traveled was the best. Yes, he walked everywhere he went. So if you want to lose weight, take a hike every day. Go hiking. So Jesus spent time walking, 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 many miles all during his ministry. So we know that he spent time doing that. Then he also spent time speaking to the masses. Aren't you thankful, like I am, for the record of all of those messages? You know, John said at the end, the last verse in the book of John, this is what he wrote. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. And then a great big amen. As I read that verse again and again, I was thinking, John must have laid down his pen and thought, oh, there's so many more things that I should have included, but I wrote the things that the Holy Spirit directed me to write. Amen and amen. Can't you just see him thinking that as he laid his pen down? And remember those parables, the Beatitudes, and all of the examples in the Word of God that Jesus used to teach us. Aren't you thankful that he spent time speaking to the masses, the disciples listening, so that they could record for you and for me those beautiful stories that help us to learn about Jesus? What would we do without those helpful messages in the Word of God? So he spent time with the Father listening. He spent time with family and friends like Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And we know that Jesus spent time preaching and teaching and feeding the people. And we know the fact that Jesus spent time traveling from one city to the other. And we know that he spent time speaking to the masses of the people. Then another thing that I thought of, and I'm about out of time, he spoke to just one person. Can you imagine just sitting down and having a conversation all alone with Jesus? Well, that's what Mary was doing, isn't it? Martha was busy in the kitchen, but Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Oh, I'm about out of time, so I'm going to have to close. Let me close by saying, be careful out there, that you need to go slow today. God bless you, and stay tuned.
Yes.
God bless you, and a big goodbye. Mm-hmm.